It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Who cares about this garbage?
Famed attorney Michael Avenatti, also known as the attorney for Stormy Daniels, says he is in possession of a never-before-seen sex tape involving R. Kelly and what appears to be a 14-year-old girl. The video has been submitted to the Cook County Attorney's Office in Illinois, and it's not the video that Kelly stood trial for in 2008. Avenatti says, my client knows the identity of the girl and R. Kelly. He identified the two of them on the videotape he worked for and has known R. Kelly for decades, and he met the girl on a number of occasions. An indictment is pending, and Kelly could be arrested soon. Cardi B is wearing her engagement ring again following a brief split from her husband Offset. The I Like It rapper added a series of videos to her Instagram stories yesterday, including one that showed off her wearing her gigantic 8-carat diamond ring. It was obviously very front and center, and she ditched the diamond in December 28 before she announced that the pair had split. So I guess that's her way of saying we're back together for real.
That's cool. And speaking of Cardi B, we're going to be playing her new song with Bruno Mars coming up in less than 20 minutes. It's called Please Me.
Kim Kardashian received a very unique gift from her husband Kanye West for Valentine's Day. Kenny G played the sax in her living room. Kim posted a video on social media, and you can see Kenny G playing Somewhere Over the Rainbow on sax in her living room with dozens and dozens of single roses and vases.
The vases are what got me. Like, I'm so cheap on Valentine's Day that, like, I just take flowers to my wife's work because I hate buying new vases.
You do?
But like, I saw that photo. It looked incredible with Kenny G, like the video, and standing there. But I'm like, how much did those vases cost? Oh my gosh, Kanye.
Alfonso Rivero made the Carlton dance famous on The Fresh Prince. So when the video game Fortnite used the dance in their game, Alfonso sued them, claiming that he owned the dance and that they used it without his permission. Authorities are now saying, though, that the actor doesn't actually own the dance, and this could really hurt his lawsuit. He submitted for copyright on the dance, but has since been denied due to the fact that the Carlton is nothing more than a dance routine and cannot be copyrighted. How are you supposed to copyright a physical movement? You can't.
I call this the pelvic thrust.
And Will Smith is looking back at why he turned down the lead role in The Matrix to star in Wild Wild West, which was a flop. The 50-year-old rapper and actor uploaded a YouTube video on Wednesday called Why I Turned Down The Matrix Story Time, in which he told fans, all right, this is one of those stories I'm not proud of, but here's the truth.
I'm not proud of, but it's the truth. I did turn down Neo in The Matrix. So I made Wild Wild West. I'm not proud of it. It ain't like it would have been that. Like, Keanu was perfect. Lawrence Fishburne was perfect. If I had done it, because I'm black, then Morpheus wouldn't have been black. Because they were looking at Val Kilmer. So I was gonna be Neo and Val Kilmer was gonna be Morpheus. So I probably would have messed The Matrix up. I would have ruined it. So I did Jaw a favor.
Wait, are we living in The Matrix where actually the original was Will Smith? And we took the other pill.
That's what it's looking like.
Oh my God. I can't handle it. I'm going to have a heart attack right now.
Coming up in less than an hour, the Jussie Smollett Empire case just got even more confusing.